Here we go. We discussed already. Today, right now, it is warm. So when it's hot in Israel, do we complain? No.
Oh, you get a bigger scarf for learning.
You're going to take a paro.
That's one angle. Okay, good. The other angle is when it's hot in the summer.
How's hotter?
That is when Hashem is baking.
Our Avera is out.
Yes.
You guys are completely flipped out. Oh my gosh. You guys are brainwashed completely.
No, no.
You guys are completely flipped out. Correct. Hashem is baking the apples and the vegetables and the fruits, so they're going to be really ripe. Red apples are baked in the heat of the summer. So when it's hot outside, that's part of how Hashem, it's all part of Hashem's chesed. For example, here's the mushroom. Here's the mushroom. It's hot at home and your air conditioning is only working half, not working so well. And your wife is cooking dinner and the oven's on and it's hot because the oven makes it hotter in the room. And then, so the guy comes home, oh, it's too hot, turn the oven off. He says, turn the oven off, it's too hot. She turns the oven off. 2 hours later, he says, honey, what's for dinner? And she says, dinner, there's no, the oven was off, but there's no dinner, I couldn't cook dinner. You got it?
Yeah.
That's a perfect mushroom. The nimshal is, when it's hot outside, that's part of Hashem's plan for how the world works. We're going to have great vegetables and great fruit. Sukkot's time in Israel, and part of the reason that the fruit are going to taste so good, and part of the reason that the vegetables are going to taste so good, Bezus Hashem, is because Hashem has this perfect system of baking the vegetables in the heat of the summer and the fruits, and the fruits, you know, and it's all happening now, and then when it rains, oh man, it's raining, that's when the nutrients come down into the ground, and that's all part of Hashem's plan. And people are, you know, we're mostly liquid. That's our bodies made of a lot of liquid. So Hashem's raining, you know, he's helping us. This is an attitude to have in life. It's a good attitude. It's a healthy attitude. It's a simcha. Ooh. I like that. Attitude of gratitude. That I like. Attitude of gratitude. Hello. Attitude of gratitude. Very nice. There we go. Now, let's do Parsha, then we'll discuss what's going on today. Okay, this is an important little vort in the parasha. This is from, the kernel of it is from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Sefer Darash Moshe on the parasha. Okay, in this week's parasha, in Vayelech, Moshe says at the beginning of the parasha to Bnei Yisrael, Chizku v'imsu. What does that mean?
Strengthen yourself, like courageous, something like
that. Let's see. Be strong and courageous. Chizku, be strong, imsu, be courageous. Don't be afraid. He gives a whole chizuk thing. This is the beginning of the parasha, the fourth pasuk, to Bnei Yisrael. Then he says to Yoshua, Chazak ve'amatz, be strong and be courageous, in pasuk Zion. He says it again later. Be strong, Chazak ve'amatz. So what's interesting, Moshe gives chizuk to Bnei Yisrael, and he gives chizuk to Yoshua, separately. Moshe's giving chizuk here. He's given a lot of musar in Chumash Devarim, and now he's giving a little chizuk to Bnei Yisrael, and chizuk to Yoshua. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you give chizuk to the Talmidim, and chizuk to the Rebbeim. Yoshua's the Rebbe, he's going to be the new leader. Bnei Yisrael are the students, they're the ones that have to be guided. And everyone needs chizuk. The Rebbeim need chizuk because sometimes they say things and they're not getting the message across and it's hard and they don't think they have a good influence sometimes. And Talmidim need chizuk, oh, it's not going so well and I'm not getting it. So everyone needs chizuk. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what Moshe says, gives chizuk to separate chizuk. In other words, it's not just give chizuk to everyone together. There's the Rebbe chizuk and there's the Talmidim chizuk. And people have to know. People have to know. So first of all, Talmidim need chizuk. People need chizuk. It's important to get chizuk. And you find things that give you chizuk. Now the things have to be legal and mutter. Okay, that's those two important qualifications. But the things you do for chizuk, but it's important. Things you do for chizuk. What gives you chizuk? What gives you... lifts you up a little. Some people, it's listening to music, lifts them up. sometimes sitting around with some friends, and you would say chilling, and that's I made my qualification, and relaxing with friends in a productive way. Some people, it depends. Let's say for me, hearing my Rebbe's voices gives me chizuk. So I go to YU Torah, and I download a lot of Rav Shechter Shlita, Rav Wilk Shlita. Now, I happen to love what they have to say, and I like it, and I enjoy it, and I gain a huge amount from the content. And on top of that, you know, hearing the same voice I heard 30 years ago or 25 years ago, and some of the same jokes and the same comments, it gives you chizuk. You get chizuk out of, for me, I get chizuk out of that. Rav Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal, once gave a speech, and there's 10 minutes of that speech. We're going to discuss it. Parshas Vayechi. He spoke about himself. What's it like giving shir as an old man? When he was in his 70s, and his students could have been his grandchildren, he came to shir, and he felt, maybe I won't be able to bridge the generation gap, it's going to be hard. But then, during the shir, he comes alive, and the Rav described what he felt like giving shir. And it was such a beautiful description. We're going to listen to it. It's part of an hour shir. It's like 10 minutes. So I took out, I found the best recording of it that was available. I took out those 10 minutes, and I uploaded those 10 minutes to YU Torah as a separate piece. It's got a couple thousand downloads. Check it out. It's called the Rav describing himself giving shir as an old man. It's called, if you type in Misora, you'll find it. So I get, when I get chizuk from hearing that, I take a walk, I listen to those 10 minutes. You've got to find what gives you chizuk. For a lot of people, exercise is a good idea. Exercise is healthy for the body, it's healthy for the brain, big time. It's healthy for your psychologically. It's in all the books. When you exercise, it releases certain things. It adds simcha to a person. It's a very good thing to do. Get in the habit, start today. You exercise something. It's a very good thing to do. 20 minutes a day on the treadmill is great. More is better. It's a great idea. And a half hour is even better. It's a very good idea. People need things. Life has ups and downs. That's normal. Life has ups and downs. That's normal. You've got to find what gives you chizuk. Rebbe Amir chizuk too. You know, Rebbe Amir chizuk too. I tell everyone, if you had a great teacher in high school, a Rebbe, or you gained from him in a nice way, write him a letter. Thank you, Rebbe. I realize now, thank you so much for all the help you gave me and this and that. Maybe at the bottom say, please be mochemi for all the Sarah psychology, maybe at the bottom. I'm telling you, if you send letters like that to your Rebbeim, they keep them. And it gives them chizuk. I'm telling you, it gives them chizuk. Rebbe's need chizuk too. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us. Yeshua needed chizuk. So I'm telling you, it's a good idea before Rosh Hashanah, send a note to a Rebbe or two of yours, an email, I'm not kidding, and thanking him for the effort he put in for you. In one of my, one of the books that I wrote, Baruch Hashem, so I thanked my high school Rebbe. I wrote a whole long piece. I'll show it to you. It's in the Purim book, thanking him for, I mean, he wrote my Bar Mitzvah speech. And then I went to high school, and he taught me how to learn Gemara, and then this, and I still talk to him now when he gives me chizuk now. These are big deals. You got it? Now, everyone needs chizuk. Talmidim need chizuk, Rebbeim need chizuk. What's the best proof that everyone needs chizuk? It's a proof. It's a proof. Even the Gadol Hador wants chizuk. What's the best proof? Rav Nevensol Shlita. Rav Nevensol Shlita, we know, is one of the Gedolei Ador. He is one of the holiest tzaddikim. I'm going to tell you a story now, and this story is an introduction to the chizuk thing. This story happened around 10 years ago. You know, there was a Wilds here last year, Shenebet, what's his name?
Yosef.
So his father is Rabbi Mark Wilds Shlita. His father does a lot of stuff in New York, Kiruv, a lot of stuff.
Big Kiruv.
Right.
Yeah,
but oh. So he sometimes brings groups of not yet religious Jews to Israel. And he brings them to Rav Nevensol's to see Rav Nevinson. He told us some funny stories about that last year. Very funny stories. Because they ask Rav Nevinson whatever they want. So here's the story. There's a truth. Rabbi Wilds told this story, and Rabbi Wilds gives you the name of the person it happened to. He tells you the name. One of the guys he brought to this to see Rav Nevinson one time, Lo Aleinu, was blind, couldn't see. Again, he'll give you, if you call him on the phone, if you call, what's the son's name?
Yosef.
If you call Yosef on the phone, he'll give you the name. You can call the guy on the phone. The guy lives in New York. You call the guy on the phone. No. And he, and so as they were leaving, Rav Nevinson always jumps at mitzvah. So as they're leaving, Rav Nevinson gets up and takes the guy by the hand and leads him to the door. So the guy turns to Rav Nevinson and says, I'm not making, guys, you can, the person, this happened. Who are you? I feel holiness when you touch me. So Rav Nevinson sort of hemmed and hawed, you know, he didn't, and then the guy said again. He said loudly. He said, no, many people help me around, and when you touch me, I feel holiness. What makes you so holy? So now Rav Nevinson was stuck. He's humble, but he's not going to lie. So what does he do? So Rav Nevinson answered, I've been fortunate to have great teachers, and I try to learn Torah whenever I can. So this guy felt the Kedusha. So this story came back to Yeshiva, and right away Rav Darmoni Shlita explained the Pshat. You know, Lo Aleinu, if a person, let's say, loses their eyesight, so their hearing becomes heightened. You know, more. So right. So it's possible that, you know, you're. So this blind person, so this next phrase, Rav Darmoni didn't say, and Rav Nevinson didn't say, because they can't say this, but I can. You'll see why. Rav Darmoni explained that the blind person's, we would say, his spiritual spider sense was heightened. I'm not sure they know what spider sense is, but you don't know spider. I know Spider-Man from the cartoons back in the, you don't even, back in the 70s. Anyway, it began as a cartoon. So this is amazing. This person literally felt Kedusha when Rav Nevinson touched him. So that's Rav Nevinson. And Rav Damoni explained, since he was blind, this person was blind, his spiritual sensitivities were heightened, and he felt it. So that's Rav Nevinson. Now, Rav Nevinson, as all of you know, once in a while, picks up English art school biographies to read. You ever see that? When he's sitting in 301, he'll pick up a thing sometimes at night. Sometimes he does that. So that's like strange. What's he doing that for? He's so careful with his time. So I asked Apliski like 6-7 years ago. I said, why does your father read art school biographies? It would be good for publicity for art school. You know, they take a picture. You know, you have the art school Yerushalmis in Hebrew. You know, they have art school Yerushalmi. Yeah. You know, it's like green. They're amazing. So they have it in Hebrew also. So there's a picture, it was in Mishpacha magazine like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, of Rav Steinman Shlita, the Gadol Hador, holding an art scroll Hebrew Yerushalmi. What happened? He had a chavrusa in Yerushalmi, and he was learning with someone, and then he said, I have a kasha in the Yerushalmi, I've had this kasha for 40 years. When you're 100, you could have a kasha for 40 years. So the guy, his chavrusa said, okay, I have a sefer, maybe it has an answer. So he went and found the art scroll in Hebrew. And the art, you know, they quoted it. They found something, they couldn't answer. He said, oh, this is a good sefer. And so he looks at it once in a while. So art scroll took a picture of the Gadol Hador using art scroll. That's a good for publicity. Anyway, that's not bad. Well, one second. So I asked Rapliski, why does your father spend his time? So Rapliski has said, my father says he gets chizuk from reading the Gedolim stories. That's incredible. But he gets chizuk. So Rav Nevinson, who is one of the Gedolei Hador, still he himself looks for chizuk here and there. So if Rav Nevinson, so we won't say the word needs. If Rav Nevinson looks for chizuk, then what do we need? We need an ocean of chizuk. This is a big deal. A big part of Avodas Hashem is staying positive and with ourselves. There are ups and downs. People need pick-me-ups. And You have to find things that are like I said, legal and mutter, that give you chizuk. Exercise is great. Listening to music. Some guys play an instrument. You know, they play wonderful. You spend some time relaxing with that. That's a great idea. Exercise is great. Relaxing with friends in a good environment is great. Walks are great. Taking walks are amazing. Jogging is amazing. You find things that you enjoy. Very, very important. Getting together to play ball once in a while. There's the Friday thing, right? The guys play ball on Friday with Ravami? Yeah? I think Friday? Wait, basketball or football?
Basketball.
Yeah. So these are important things. And so Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us that everyone needs chizuk. The Talmidim need chizuk. And the Rebbeim need chizuk. So I told you. I'm giving you a good piece of advice here. Between now and Rosh Hashanah, write an email to your Rebbes from high school, thanking them, or your Shana Aleph Rebbe. I'm telling you, write him a nice note, wishing him Sivach Sima Tova and thanking him for all the what. Rebbes get chizuk too. They it's good. And that's this week's parsha. You got it? And what's the proof that everyone needs chizuk? Rav Nevinzel reads our biographies. It's incredible. Unbelievable. That's what the Pesukim told us.